This is Akashwani, a review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Shagun Chopra, first from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Anjali Ojha of PTI. Lok Sabha today took up the question hour without any disruptions for the first time in the second part of the budget session, which had been witnessing repeated protests by opposition members. After the question hour, the House took up a debate on the demands for grants for the Ministry of Railways. Several members urged the government to restore the 50% concession in train fares given to senior citizens and journalists that was discontinued during the COVID pandemic. Initiating the debate, Congress leader Tariq Anwar said the decision to suspend the concession had caused severe disappointment to the affected people, especially the elderly. He urged the railway minister to clarify when the concessions will be restored. A parliamentary standing committee in 2023 had recommended the resumption of the fare concession offered to senior citizens by the railways. Anwar said there has been a decrease in the revenue of the railways while funds allocated to the Kavach, the indigenously developed automatic train protection system designed to prevent train accidents, were insufficient. The Congress MP said that the work on the upgradation of railway stations is not up to the mark and cited the example of Gomti Nagar station in Lucknow. He claimed that there had been slow progress in the implementation of the Amrit Bharat station scheme. Trinamool Congress member June Malia also urged the government to restore the concessions in train fares to senior citizens, journalists and cultural activists as early as possible. She said these concessions are gestures of respect for individuals who contribute to the social, cultural and democratic life of our country. Malia also alleged that there has been an uneven allocation of budget to West Bengal compared to the other states. She said the development must reach all parts of the country, not just one region or a state ruled by one party. Malia also raised the issue of the safety of the railway network, saying it must remain a priority and adequate attention must be given to it. JDU MP Kaushalendra Kumar urged the government to consider restoring the concessions for senior citizens and journalists. Kumar also urged the government to increase the number of sleeper coaches, which were reduced during the COVID-19 pandemic, so that people from the poor section of society can travel with ease. Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT said that given the pressure on the Konkan track, the government should consider doubling the rail line. He also urged the government to put a statue of Shivaji Maharaj at the Chhatrapati Shivaji terminus. Participating in the debate, BJP member Ganesh Singh appreciated Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav for bringing all-around development to the railways. He said new technology has been introduced, many steps have been taken to bring comfort to passengers, work on bullet trains has been going on speedily, and while there has been a revolution in logistics operations. Singh said the inauguration of the Udhampur-Baramula railway line in Jammu and Kashmir was a big leap in connectivity, and the Chinab Bridge, which is a vital part of the line, is an engineering marvel. The BJP MP said Vande Bharat trains have brought ease in travel, speed and comfort to the passengers. He said that with the implementation of Kavach, the safety of train travel has increased manifold. Singh said, due to various safety measures, there has been a 95% decrease in train accidents. He said additional funds have been allocated for the expansion of the railway network in the northeast. BJP MP Vishnu Dayal Ram said the railway network is going through a massive modernization process. He claimed there has been unprecedented development in the railways, which will soon become a leading network in the world. Shobhna Ben Bariya of the BJP claimed that there have been record investments for the development of railways to ensure the safety of the trains and comfort for the passengers. Malesh Babu of the JDS, an NDA constituent, said under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, a golden age has been ushered in for the railways, with massive investments to improve its infrastructure. Sasikant Senthil of the Congress, however, said the government should concentrate more on improving the basic issues concerning the railways rather than giving attention to the showpieces. Adu Prakash of the Congress claimed that the CAG has highlighted more than 1 lakh complaints about the non-availability of water in trains. Prakash also sought a train service from Thiruvananthapuram to Varanasi. Samajwadi Party's Dharmendra Yadav claimed the people of Uttar Pradesh are frustrated with the union budget as fund allocation to the state has decreased over the years. Amra Ram of the CPIM said the railway network should be developed in the same way as road networks are being developed in the country. More stress should be given to improving the rail infrastructure, he said. Earlier, when the House met for the day, some opposition members demanded raising their concerns immediately. However, Speaker Om Birla said he will allow them to speak after the question hour. In the zero hour, Congress leader K.C. Venugopal urged Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to revoke the suspension of 8 opposition members, saying they were suspended unfairly. Venugopal said Parliament has seen countless protests, but suspending MPs is a disturbing new trend that can be allowed, that cannot be allowed to continue anymore. Birla said a decision of the Lok Sabha cannot be discussed on the floor of the House and disallowed Venugopal to speak further. The 8 opposition members were suspended during the first part of the budget session for unruly behaviour. They were suspended for the entire session. And now, a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Rajesh Ahuja of PTI. The Rajya Sabha today discussed the Appropriation Bill 2026 to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. The bill was moved in the House by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Proceedings of the House began with the House bidding farewell to retiring member Ranjan Gogoi on completion of his term in Rajya Sabha. After the laying of papers, Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan said that the Business Advisory Committee has received requests from some members that sitting of the Rajya Sabha be suspended on March 19 and 20 due to several festivals like Navratri and Gudi Padwa. He said that accordingly, there will not be any sitting of the House on March 19 and 20. To compensate for this, the House will sit on March 28 and 29, he said. Members of All India Trinamool Congress, Derek O'Brien, stood up to raise objections to several high officials of the West Bengal government, including Home Secretary, being removed by the Election Commission on the eve of state elections. He said that his party was walking out of the House for the day in protest. Responding to the member, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that Mr. O'Brien was casting aspersions on a constitutional body like the Election Commission of India. During the zero hour, Ranjit Ranjan of the Congress raised concern on lack of basic facilities like toilets and clean water in schools in Chhattisgarh. She said that this is forcing many girls to drop out of schools. Sadhna Singh of BJP expressed concern on lack of basic education facilities for children from the tribal community in Chandoli. She demanded that Eklavya model schools be set up in the area. K. Lakshman of BJP demanded inclusion of OBC communities in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh and Rajasthan in central OBC list. Ghanshyam Tiwari of the same party raised the issue of launching Vande Bharat from Jaipur to Sikar. Medha Kulkarni of the BJP called for making right to education more effective in the country. She said that many students are unable to afford uniforms and books due to its cost. She urged the government to resolve these issues to ensure right to education is effectively implemented in the country. Sandeep Kumar Pathak of the Aam Aadmi Party called for making Indian Railways an independent body. Mallikarjun Kharge of the Congress raised the issue of shortage of LPG supplies in the country due to conflict in West Asia, which is impacting hostels. hotels and restaurants in the country. He questioned the claim of the government that there is no LPG shortage in the country. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said that the Congress is trying to make political capital from the situation arising from the war in West Asia. He said that a Congress leader has been caught hoarding cylinders. Rekha Sharma of the BJP raised concern on the gun culture and drug problem in Punjab. During the question hour, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu, in reply to a question, said that the government has taken up aircraft manufacturing in the country. He said that Brazilian multinational company Embraer has signed a contract with an Indian aerospace company to start an airplane assembly line in India. He said that the Indian company HAL has signed an MOU with Sukhoi to manufacture SJ-100 superjet in India. In the post-lunch session, the House took up discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2026. The bill was moved by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Initiating debate on the bill, Shakti Singh Gohil of the Congress said that the crisis arising out of the shortage in LPG supply is man-made. He said that despite claims of the government that there is no shortage of LPG in the country, there is acute shortage of LPG supply in the wake of closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Pointing to the queues of people across the country to buy LPG cylinders, he urged the government to resolve the issue. He also referred to mandatory use of nano urea, where farmers are forced by dealers to buy nano urea along with fertilizers. He said that the finance ministry should look into the matter. Arun Singh of the BJP said that the opposition has been talking about the shortage of urea in the country. However, 6 new urea plants have been set up in the country to bolster its production. He said that it is the credibility of Prime Minister Narendra Modi that amid the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, an Indian ship was allowed to pass through it. P.A. Wilson of the DMK called for allocation of more funds for food and public distribution due to the scarcity of LPG. He expressed concern on shortage of LPG supply in the country and said that India's heavy dependence on imports for LPG makes it vulnerable to global disruptions. Raghav Chadha of the AAP called on the government to allow married couples to file a joint income tax return. He said that joint filing of income tax returns will help families save money. He also called for removing taxation on disability pensions of armed forces. He also said that government should waive off charges levied by banks on their customers for not maintaining a minimum amount in their accounts. Manoj Kumar Jha of the RJD said that greater importance should be given to education in the budget. John Pittas of the CPIM said that despite government claims of normalcy, there is a severe shortage of LPG in the country. In an apparent reference to the US, he said that the country is being humiliated by a foreign power. Milind Murali Deora of the Shiv Sena said that the Economic Stabilization Fund will help us to respond to problems beyond our control. He called for more investment in domestic gas production. Sanjay Singh of the Aam Aadmi Party said that the government has brought the crisis itself by not maintaining its relationship with Iran during the current West Asia conflict. Till 2019, India maintained its friendly relationship with Iran and invested crores in Chabahar port. However, the government remained silent when Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed in an airstrike by the US and Israel. He questioned the Prime Minister's silence when Iran Navy's personnel who were in India to take part in a naval exercise and were returning to their country were killed by airstrikes too. Ghanshyam Tiwari of the BJP said the government did not make people stand in line. Rather, countries stood in line before India to buy coronavirus vaccines during COVID. Thereafter, the discussion on the appropriation bill remained inconclusive. After special mentions, the House was adjourned for the day. That's all in Parliament Review.